This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 15 July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across the region today is warm and sunny. In Jerusalem, clear skies make it a great day to be outside. Tel Aviv is enjoying a gentle sea breeze, offering some relief from the heat. In Haifa, expect a mix of sun and clouds. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that former President Trump has issued a warning to Iran. He outlined a timeline for escalating attacks until an agreement is reached. Also, the Times of Israel notes that the U.S. has reimposed a naval blockade on Iran. President Trump is demanding negotiations, even as talks reportedly continue with Tehran. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that Mladenov has criticized Hamas for blocking Gaza's reconstruction and refusing to disarm. Separately, according to JNS from earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu has warned Iran of a severe response to any attack. He assured that Israel is ready for any scenario. And finally, Axios reveals that Trump has advised Netanyahu to withdraw forces from Syria and Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24, a regional news account, posted just minutes ago about Israeli soldiers watching the FIFA World Cup at Beaufort Castle in southern Lebanon. Eugene Kontorovich shared earlier today an interview discussing the U.S. plan to close the International Criminal Court. I24 NEWS English reported within the last hour that CENTCOM has completed its fifth round of strikes against Iran. Now for more on those stories, starting with Trump's warning to Iran. According to Israel Hayom's earlier report, the former president is pushing for a resolution by escalating military actions. He emphasizes that the attacks will persist until a deal is reached with Tehran. This approach raises concerns about potential further destabilization in the region. Turning to the U.S. naval blockade on Iran, as reported by the Times of Israel, this move aims to pressure Tehran into negotiations. Despite the aggressive stance, Trump mentioned that discussions have been ongoing with Iranian officials. The blockade may deepen tensions, affecting regional shipping lanes. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Mladenov's rebuke of Hamas. He accused them of hindering Gaza's rebuilding efforts and not disarming. This criticism comes amid ongoing humanitarian challenges in the region. The situation leaves Gaza's civilians in prolonged hardship. Separately, JNS reports on Netanyahu's stern warning to Iran. He vowed a stronger response than in previous conflicts if Iran attacks. This statement underscores Israel's readiness to defend itself. The ongoing threats heighten security concerns for Israeli citizens. Finally, Axios reveals Trump's request to Netanyahu about withdrawing Israeli forces. The suggestion to pull out of Syria and Lebanon is seen as a shift in U.S. policy. This could alter the strategic landscape in the Middle East, impacting both countries' security dynamics. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that the Israel Innovation Authority is leading a $23.3 million initiative. This investment aims to establish an AI consortium with NVIDIA and others to advance AI technologies. Separately, Ynet Business discusses how the U.S. is pressuring Cuba. Through sanctions and other measures, the U.S. is causing shortages and blackouts, impacting Cuba's economy. This situation influences global diplomatic relations, including Israel's interests. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals changes in the real estate market. Developers now offer financing benefits and flexible payment options to attract buyers. This reflects efforts to adapt to a cooling housing market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.